But here's what I want to go. And I want you to turn with me to Galatians chapter 3, verse 1. And then we're going to move on. Galatians chapter 3 and verse 1. And then I want to do 4. And then we're going to move on. Let's see, what did I say? 3:1? Okay. He said, "Oh, foolish Galatians, who has what? Bewitched you that you should obey, that you should not obey the truth before whom the eyes of Jesus Christ has been what? Evidently set for, crucified among you. It's only what I learned of you. Receive you the Spirit by the works of the law, or by hearing of faith." How did you get the Spirit? By the law? By the hearing of faith? Are you so foolish, having what? Begun with the Spirit, and the Word were working for you. Okay? And are you now made perfect by the flesh? You revert back to what you were doing before you got saved? Have you suffered so many things in vain? If it be yet in vain, he that minister what? Unto you the Spirit, and worketh miracles among you, doeth he it by the work of the law, or by the hearing of faith? How did this happen? It happened by faith. They didn't have anything like this happen to them as long as they was under the law. So, in the fourth chapter, now in this same chapter, I want to pick up and in this same chapter, let me get to my place. In this same chapter of Galatians chapter 3, let's go down to verse 20. I think I can get it from verse 20, 26. Let's do 25. You can read the whole chapter when you get home. "But after that faith is come, we're no longer under schoolmaster. For ye are all the children of God by faith in who? Christ Jesus." How many of us are children of God? By faith in Christ Jesus. See, at one time, the Jews, and including us, the Gentiles as well, we were just heathen. The Jews had a law and a promise from God. But they were kept under this tutor, schoolmaster, until faith showed up. Now, here's where we're going with this. When faith showed up, that means God had took care of all the enemy to man. He took care of the enemy. He had delivered us from him. He had defeated the devil in every way, every walk, and everything that has to do with your well-being. And he knew, because he made you, that you're a spirit, you have a soul, you live in a body. He knew you had to have provision, protection, transportation, all these things that we're doing to travel about in this world. We don't have wings like birds and fly. We got legs, we walk. But he'll given us ways to get about. But my point is, he gave us everything. So he gave us wisdom. He gave us his love. He gave us faith. Then he gave us a sound mind. Then he gave us a well body. Then he gave us provision, prosperity. Then he gave us protection. And we could go on and on. But to achieve all these things and walk successfully, He provided it, but he gave us his faith to operate independent of circumstances like he does. I need to say that again. I'm going to say it again, and I need to say that. He gave us everything. He made us an heir of God. He made us a joint heir with Jesus. So we could, in this life, with all the enemies of our faith, all the adversaries out there, he made us where we could operate independent, like we don't have to depend on everybody. You know, like every morning I call T. T, will you come put my shoes on, tie them up? That wasn't set too well with T. He got to come all the way from Tupelo and put my shoes on. God made us independent where I can tie my own shoes, get my own food, get, you understand? Whatever I need in life, he had provided faith so I can do it. And there's an enemy that's trying to keep me from doing it, inflicting, trying to bring persecution, affliction, and all these things. He's trying to bring this on me, on you, to frustrate you, to hinder you, to stop you, to confuse you, and do all these things. And this is what he's saying. I have given you faith like mine. So you fight the good fight. Because that's the thing he after. He's sly. He's mischievous. He's deceptive. And what he's trying to do is make you take you out of the realm of where faith is, where faith can be found, where faith can grow. This is what he's doing. And he wants to get you over in the realm where there's unbelief, reasoning, doubt, and those things. And see, faith is of the heart. And when you hear the word has to be deposited in your heart. How many of you sit down this morning at the breakfast table if you had time? Some people eat on the run. And you put the food in your mouth, then you spit it back out. You put some more and you spit it back out. No, you didn't do that. Because you'll never keep your strength. Faith, the word, have to be fed into your spirit. And your spirit have to have the word in order to be acted like it should. And once the word get in, and that's like you take time and take care of your natural body by feeding it. You just don't let it go and go and go. Oh, one day I'll stop and eat. One day I'll stop and sleep. No, you don't do that. You do it on a what? Regular base, right? All right, I'm gonna get there. And once you find out what food is good to your body, some people don't examine that. They just eat. I got one on. Once you find out what is best for your body to make it healthy and strong, that you should feed on. We won't go there. Once you find out the word is good for your spirit, the word is what you need, then you ought to be, it should be a what? Constant feeding, daily intake. It should be a practice of what you have learned. Faith is of the heart. The enemy, I say again, he's constantly at you, trying to get you distracted so you don't develop spiritually, you do not develop mentally, and you don't develop physically, and you don't develop financially. and you don't develop relationship-wise, you don't know how to deal with people. You don't know how to be in a relationship. And he's constantly, and the main one he's after is your spiritual walk with God. Because if you can have all the rest of it and those and no relationship with God, you still messed up. But God took care of the whole man. So this is the fight. And if you don't understand this is a fight, then you'll find yourself with situation coming up, and you didn't and you wouldn't you won't know how to handle.